Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustum, and everybody else in between. Wow, what a wild night of action in the National Hockey League. They say that the Stanley Cup is the hardest trophy in sports to win. And if you don't believe it, then just spend a couple hours watching NHL playoff hockey. I love the NBA, all right? And we're going to be talking NBA in a couple of minutes with Christian Winfield. But come on, man. The NBA, these guys, man, you know, LeBron James gets touched by Chris Paul and he goes down, man, like he's shot. These guys are really getting shot at. These guys are taking pucks coming in the mid-90s. And even though the equipment is, like, modern and, like, you know, I do sometimes think that, you know, a goalie could rob a bank. You could get shot. And I think the bullet would bounce off some of these goalies. But with that being stated, I wouldn't want to be blocking those pucks. The skates, that's the big thing, man. I'm telling you, man, you take a puck off the foot, it's not fun. So, like, I can't imagine the welts and just the beatings like that these players. And you look at all the games in the National Hockey League playoffs for the most part. Shots on goal aren't that, like, you're like, wow, these teams only have this many shots. They actually are taking more shots. It's in the playoffs, it's all hands on deck. It's all in. And you know what I mean? Basically, you know, you don't want to deflect it and distract your goalie. But other than that, everyone's trying to block shots. It's very hard to get a puck through. It's hard to get a puck through in the playoffs. And we're seeing this. But wow, epic stuff. We had a couple of blowouts in the NBA tonight, which I'm happy about. You know what? All in all, it was a very good night this evening. It was a good thing. Listen, we're on Winnipeg. Winnipeg beats Edmonton. Crazy stuff. Props to the Edmonton Oilers. If you're an Oiler fan, you're still going to be mad. But the Oilers did salvage something out of this. Not really, though. There's no moral victories in this. You got swept, right? They got swept. It is what it is. What is that now? I think they're like 10-16. Or excuse me, 2-14 in their last playoff games or whatever. They were 2-10 coming into this. I said they got swept. I guess they won a game last year against the Blackhawks, maybe. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. They're done. They're out. They really want to screw over Connor McDavid. They should just trade him to Buffalo for Eichel. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called
trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late Night Anger Management the class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci, throwing it down. SiriusXM Channel 204. The NBA playoffs have started with a bang. Let's send it to Brooklyn, where the Brooklyn Nets are up 1-0. And amazingly enough, if the Brooklyn Nets take game two, it'll be the first time they have a 2-0 series lead in a playoff series since 2004. Let's bring in a man to break it all down. Christian Winfield, New York Daily News in the house. Hampton University in the house.
What's
up, Christian?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, it's always a pleasure, bro. Great catching up with you. And listen, man, these NBA playoffs have started off, man. It's off the hook so far right now. But let's start off with the Brooklyn Nets, because a lot of other stuff I want to throw at you, too. But sure. I got to tell you, if I'm the rest of the Eastern Conference, I'm a little concerned after seeing that the Brooklyn Nets only shot 41% from the field, missed their first 10 three-point shots, and still won the game by double digits.
Yeah, if you're the rest of the league, this is your biggest concern right now. The Nets are playing defense. Like, I mean, who would have thought that a team with so many offensive stars and a team led by an offensive superstar in Steve Nash and a team whose lead assistant is an offensive mastermind in Mike D'Antoni would find ways to get stops, hold the Celtics, which is what, 93 points in game one? I mean, now, if you're asking me, do I think that this is something that can carry over to the next game and the next series and the series after that? I'm not holding my breath. But to be able to limit a guy like Jason Tatum to 6-20 shooting in game one, Kemba Walker didn't even look like he was an all-star out there. What was he, 5-16? Evan Fournier was 3-10. And Tristan Thompson was talking about it earlier today. He says, hey, you know, we have to shoot less isolation step-back threes and get into the paint. Well, if the Nets are playing defense the way they played in game one, it's not that easy. You're going to have to shoot some of those step-back threes because that's all they're letting you take. They're making every shot tough. And it's just you gotta tip your hat to them because this is a team that could easily come out there and say, hey, we have so many different weapons on offense. Let's try to outshoot these guys and try to get as close to 200 points a game as we can. But no, and this is why this is exactly why you go get guys who have done it before. This is why you go get a Kevin Durant. This is why you get a Kyrie Irving. This is why you get those vets in the locker room. You get a guy like Jeff Green. You get a bunch of guys that know what it takes to make these deep playoff runs. They're preaching that their defense is exactly what can help sustain a first quarter where Kevin Durant shoots 2-10 from the field, where the Nets don't make their first 12 three-point shots, yet you enter halftime only down 5. You trail only down 6. You enter leave the first quarter only down 5 because of your defense. You have to understand these guys eventually are going to catch fire, and that's what will happen. And if you are playing defense like the Nets are, I think every team around the league should be a little concerned because if the Nets can keep doing this, it's going to be tough to stop.
Who's the defensive inspiration on this team? Because as you stated, it's almost like from a football standpoint, you got Cliff Kingsbury and June Jones and every other run and shoot offensive guru that's got a bad defense over the years. And like, so where do they, you know, that's the whole thing. KD can defend, right? And right. KD's a great shot blocker. KD is rangy, and he's got such a high basketball IQ. And I think, isn't that a key here, Christian? Like, you've seen a lot of basketball teams over the years. This is a smart basketball team. These guys are all smart guys.
Yeah, and you know, this is where you tip your hat to Sean Marks, because when you look at the roster they had last season and even the roster they started the year with, there were too many young players still trying to find their footing. You know, as high as you can be on Caris LeVert, he has not reached his potential yet. He's still trying to figure out who he is as a basketball player. Jared Allen, a lot was made of the trade. I was one of the people making a lot of the trade of them having to give up Jared Allen, but he still has to develop. He still has to learn what it takes to win some of these high-pressure playoff basketball games. You've got guys who've already won at the highest level possible. So when you talk about the defensive inspiration for this team, it's the rings that are on Kevin Durant's fingers. It's the rings that are on Kyrie Irving's fingers. It's a guy like Bruce Brown who's going to come in the game and just, you know what I'm saying, do whatever it takes to win some of those 50-50 balls. They know that, like I said earlier, this team knows that they can score, right? But they also know that they can get cold and that during those cold stretches, if they don't play defense, other teams can come out and take a, like we saw against Boston. Boston jumped out to a 32-20 lead early in that game. And then what happened? Then they started playing defense. Then you see a guy like Bruce Brown come in the game, start making plays. You see Kevin Durant start taking the challenge upon himself, making sure he's getting in front of Jason Tatum because Tatum got hot early. And that's what it takes. When you set the tone with your star players, you got a guy like Kevin Durant. Kyrie Irving played some amazing defense. I know he catches a lot of flack, obviously, for his defensive effort. But when he's locked in, You know, playoff Kyrie is playing defense. Playoff Kyrie got a block
Kyrie
on Steph Curry.
Kyrie can play defense.
It's just whether he's motivated.
He just doesn't like it, but he will in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And when you've got a guy who doesn't like playing defense, now playing it at the highest level in the playoffs, that energizes the rest of your team. You know, and I think that's what it's been. It's been a trickle-down of what it's going to take to win it from the stars. Because if that tone isn't set from the top, then how can you expect the other guys to listen?
New York Daily News, Christian Winfield with us. So this guy's not a star, but it seems like he always seems to be in the right place at the right time, and he's getting some minutes right now. Talk to me about what Mike James is bringing to this team. And this guy just came out of nowhere, man. He gets a 10-day contract. And he's been around. And, you know, listen, man, we love basketball, so we love the basketball tournament, man, the TBT. So, like, you know,
right.
I know he's gone on some runs in the TBT. He was lighting it up in Russia. And, you know, some people are like, you know, he's not the easiest personality to deal with. But what's he going to do? When you got Harden, you got Kyrie, and you've got Durant, he's not going to cause any problems. He's going to be happy to be along for the ride. But what's the deal with Mike James? What's he bringing to this team right now?
Mike James is, and it's a pleasant surprise because for some people who didn't really get a chance to watch him, obviously playing overseas, you know, he's kind of like this myth, right? Like, oh, Mike James is one of the best scorers that are not in the NBA, but you can't watch him play because we don't have access to watch some of those games. So seeing him play his first game in Brooklyn was pretty refreshing. I think his first shot, the first shot he made was kind of like a sidestep three in the corner, and it was all net. And after that, once he hits that shot, it's like, okay, this guy can hoop. And he's a gifted ball handler. He plays the game very well, but he's also in a weird scenario, right? Because he's coming, and I asked him about this, he's coming from a league where he was kind of dominating, where he was the main guy on that team, and now I don't even think, if he did touch the floor, it was late in the game, he's outside of the playoff rotation. Steve Nash wants to have a 9-man rotation for the playoffs, and when your two of your three best players are playing both the point and the two, you know, it doesn't leave a lot of minutes for a guy like Mike James. But what it does is give you extra versatility on that bench. It gives you another guy who we've seen this team has been injury prone. If Kyrie or KD goes down, or Kyrie or James goes down, excuse me, like James is the first off the bench. And he's a guy who can fill in, he's a guy who can get hot and hit a lot of shots. And he's a guy who wants that, right? He said, hey, you know, I don't really know what my role is going to be going forward in the playoffs. He was playing about 10 or 15 minutes a game before Bailey gets off the bench in game one. Well, his number is going to be called if it's foul trouble, if it's a tight hammy, if it's another personal absence in the playoffs, you know. Mike James is the guy who's going to be able to step up, and I think that's what we've learned in Brooklyn so far. It's another good find by Sean Marks.
Yeah, it is, and it seems like he's got the trust of his teammates, which is important, right?
Sure.
And that's what it's all about, that they know, all right, we can trust this guy. And so, listen, we're up against it right now, but I wanted to get your take on LeBron and what's going on the West Coast and all of that. But hard to believe, man, the Brooklyn Nets, the Nets as an organization haven't had a 2-0 series lead since 2004. I could have sworn they did against the Raptors, man, with KG, with Garnett, with Garnett and Pearson and everything. But what was, you know, there was so much talk about the atmosphere at the Garden on Sunday night. What was it like Saturday night at the Barclays Center?
It was, and I feel like both Kevin and Kyrie and James all said this in a different way. It's kind of what's been missing all season, because there's always this running joke of there's no Nets fans, or who are there actually, where are the Nets fans, how many of them are they, can you count them on one hand? And I feel like for the regular season, every fan base kind of had to go through that because of COVID and how many fans could not actually come to these games. I believe the Nets never hosted more than 1,732 fans at any game during the regular season this season. And to go from that to 14,392 in game one, it was kind of just a shocker. You know, a lot of the players said that they had to kind of get used to playing in front of fans again. And then they said that it's kind of what's been missing. You know, and I think we're going to see that. I think for a lot of teams that are going on the road in games three and four, when we're all in Boston, that Boston crowd is going to be crazy. And I think it's given a lot of these teams a lot of life. And we saw it at Barclays. It was rocking, man. It was a great time.
Yeah, and you know, you can just tell how much fun Kyrie Irving has as well. Christian Winfield with us. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. The Late Night Anger, man. Quick last continue.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky. And I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack. And guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild. And we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Bring it.
in-depth sports gaming insights and expert analysis on daily sporting events. Information you can take to the bank. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everybody's got an opinion. Go ahead.
Ask them.
But only a few have an opinion informed by expert analysis and experience. It's called trust.
It's why we're here.
For you. Keep it here and get the edge. You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, throwing it down. SiriusXM Channel 204. The NBA playoffs have started with a bang. Let's send it to Brooklyn, where the Brooklyn Nets are up one game to none. And amazingly enough, if the Brooklyn Nets take game two, it'll be the first time they have a 2-0 series lead in a playoff series since 2004. Sports Rage Late Night continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, the Pips, the Players, the Hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, throwing it down. We're talking hoops with Christian Winfield, the New York Daily News, Gotham in the house, Hampton grad representative.
What?
I want to say about the Barclays Center, too, is, and, you know, obviously I've been to the Barclays Center, been to the Garden as well, and the Garden is special, and it does have that sort of,
sure.
Wow, this is just cool, but the Barclays 100%. Center is awesome, bro. Like, the lighting, the atmosphere and the feeling. Although one thing I hear from everybody, and you know I'm a high roller, Christian, so I didn't have to play like that. I've never been up in the rafters. Every time I went to it, then like you said, I was going to Net games, bro, when it was like Atkinson and Caris LeVert and Dinwiddie, right? It wasn't the same ticket, bro. But I've never been up at the top. But everyone that ever goes to the top of the Barclays Center says that it freaks them out. Like it's like as far as like if you're scared of heights and stuff, like it's like they're like, dude, man, it's like. It's like the degrees, man. You're looking straight down. It scares people.
if you go there, if you want to go skydiving, all you got to do is go as far up as the bowl will let you and just stumble a little bit. Because it's a little steep up there, too. So if you fall, you might be in free fall, man. And at that point, I hope you got a parachute. But at the same time, you know, you just want to be in the house to see a guy like Kyrie Irving come in there and light it up. I mean, yes, we know that Kevin Durant is the best player on that team, and yes, we know that James Harden is a gifted passer and a gifted scorer. But in terms of the draw, in terms of who gets the most cheers out of some of these fans, I mean, we saw it the other day. Kyrie broke Evan Fournier down to the point where Fournier was on one knee trying to figure out where Kyrie Irving was going. And then a couple possessions later, he breaks down Peyton Pritchard and gets a basket, and the crowd just goes crazy. And just being in the house for some of those moments, even if you're up all the way in row 1,572, I mean, it's just worth it sometimes just to be in the building. It's a different energy, you know, and that's why you got to spend your money. If you're Sean Marks, if you're Joe Tsai, you want to get those star sets. You can fill all those seats because the fans want to come see them.
So let me ask you, man, and, you know, part of me, I didn't like the way teams do this all the time, right? But they were so obvious and open about it this year, like the Clippers and Lakers screwing around. Oh, we don't want to play each other. We don't want to play each other. And the Clippers clearly did want to get the Dallas Mavericks, and then they do, and they get punched in the mouth. And then you get game one, and the Lakers go down. So I would actually like to see both of them lose in the first round, just almost out of spite. But Barkley says that the NBA, quite frankly, just didn't have the balls to suspend LeBron James. So LeBron goes out to party. Yeah, he goes out to party with Drake, tequila, opening, whatever the hell, you know, red carpet type of deal. No ramifications whatsoever. And I'm just wondering, so if Russ Westbrook goes to a strip club the night before the game in Philadelphia, can he play in the morning? Like, how is this working? Are there no more COVID protocols? From what I understand, there are still.
I
what's
like
up with this?
Listen, I feel like when you reach a certain stature in the league, you know, they'll start bending the rules for you. Remember, I guess James Harden hadn't reached that stature in the league earlier this season when he was out at wherever it was, at a strip club or whatever, and the league found out, and then he had to miss time. And obviously that was all probably a little bit orchestrated because he was trying to get out of town. But, I mean, LeBron is the main draw. You know, we know that the league is going to do whatever they can to keep him on the floor. And as long as he's testing negative, then I guess there's no harm, no foul. But the NBA does look a little funny in the light if you're bending the rules for LeBron, but a guy that's on the end of the bench, it goes to the same tequila party, and now he's got to sit, he's got to miss time. I mean, Kyrie had to miss time earlier this season because he was at a party with his family. Remember that? And he didn't have a mask on. Well, what, where's the same ramifications for LeBron? We know this is a LeBron league, you know, and we know they're not going to make sure that he isn't going to be on the floor in the playoffs, especially if you're only getting one round out of the Lakers because they got to turn it around because these Suns are out there ready to play.
Yeah, they are ready to play. What's your take on LeBron, too? See, you saw, man, we got pretty heated in the text. When Harrell came flying in, I was like, oh, man, this is about to get real, real. And he realized, too, whoa, I better slow down. So he helped pay
right.
But my original take was, man, LeBron's like the little boy that cried wolf. He overreacts to everything all the time. So how do you even know when this guy's hurt anymore, bro?
You don't. Remember, he was complaining about the play-in tournament. You know, oh, so whoever said that should be fired. You know, and then you never know. I mean, obviously, it looked like he got hurt on that play a little bit. Like it was probably a little bit of a stinger. But then you watch the replay. It's like, well, Chris Paul only grabbed you a little bit. I mean, all these guys. Take it this way. I get a chance to cover Blake Griffin now. And I get to watch Blake Griffin sell some of these calls every single game. These guys know what they're doing. You know, I get to watch James Harden. All these guys are trying to deceive referees all day. That's half the battle, right? And we're watching it play out in real time. So, and on top of that, LeBron's in Space Jam now, right? He's an actor. We know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's working on his stills.
Calls. I'm not surprised.
Exactly. He's a soccer player,
exactly.
Too. Right? He owns Liverpool. He owns everything now. So, yeah, he owns the Red Sox. He owns Liverpool. He owns it all, man. Christian Winfield with us. But, yeah, a lot of people thought, hey, listen, that AD's too much for DeAndre Ayton and the Lakers are too big and this is the matchup that they wanted. And then Ayton absolutely went off. You got Devin Booker, who was clearly not fazed by playing in his first big playoff game. He went off and drops 34-plus. And Chris Paul does his thing, man, getting under people's skins. The Lakers are in for it, bro. This isn't a free pass for them.
No, 100%. Chris Paul beat them with one hand down the stretch because after he got hurt, it looked like he only had one arm. It was crazy. I do think that if the Lakers can beat the Suns in this first round, there's no team that's going to stop them, right? Because this is going to be their biggest challenge. They've lost one game. Now they've got to make all the adjustments, and this is a championship team, right? I watched these same Lakers with no LeBron James and no Anthony Davis, come to Brooklyn and beat the Nets with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant by 20-plus points. And that just goes to show you that this is a team that is connected, that knows what they want to do, and now they just have to adjust to it. You know, I think every team, they're using their first game to kind of feel out their opponent. I think they understand what the Suns want to do. I still have the Lakers winning this series, then getting back to the NBA Finals, and I would love to be proven wrong because I would love for this Suns team to really just actually make a deep run. But at the same time, this is their first time doing something like this, right? All these guys as a unit, none of these Suns players have really made playoff runs together ever, right? This is new for them, almost in a similar way to where it's new for the Nets, except the Nets have experienced players who have won championships before. The Suns are still trying to figure it out. And for that reason, I'm leaning to the Lakers to tilt the series back into their favor, win game two, get games back at home, win games three and four, and now it's a different series, right? So I'm not overreacting to game one for them at all. I am overreacting a little bit to game one for the Clippers because I think the Mavericks are a team that can get them out of there pretty quickly.
Yeah, unbelievable how this is falling apart for the Clippers. Massive, massive game, too. We only got a couple more minutes, and I always love catching up with you. Thanks for joining us, man. But
sure.
Speaking of selling stuff, that foul, man, that they called with Trae Young yesterday. Come on, bro. It's a playoff game. You're in New York City. It's a hostile environment. Let them play. That was just soft. And then after, on his game-winning shot, I think that was in their heads. They were concerned. They're like, man, if we go near him, it's going to be a foul. But then they ended up just letting him cruise right into the paint, man. But I didn't like that call at all. I'm not saying that that's the reason they lost the game, but that was a bad call. I just didn't like it. And then I wanted to get your take on that. And about Memphis, bro, I don't know how much you're seeing these guys play, but I think Utah really are in trouble right now. These kids on Memphis, they just don't care, Christian. They're like, they're too young to know that they're not supposed to be playing like this and taking taking these shots, and they just nail them, ice in their veins. But what did you think about that call with Trae Young at the end of the game?
You know, it's tough because you want to see you hate trying to point out singular moments that could have influenced the game. And yes, it's a close game, but my mind goes, number one, Trae Young averages almost 10 free throws a game and has been doing it for the last 2 years, for this season and last. So you know he's going to get to the line. You know refs are going to reward him for getting to the line, for getting to the paint and trying to draw fouls, because that's just how he does, right? He's made a living off of it to this point. And then my mind immediately goes to, okay, well, what could the Knicks have controlled? And that foul call might not have mattered had Julius Randle not put up a dud, right? So I think that's what it's going to boil down to. They've got to get a better game out of Julius Randle. What did he shoot? I think 6 of 23. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. 6 of 23. That's just terrible. That's not most improved numbers. That's not MVP numbers. That's not get a max extension numbers either, because it doesn't matter how great he played in the regular season. If he's not going to deliver in the playoffs, that might not be the person that you want to build your team around. So I expect Julius Randle to have a better game. I expect Trae Young to keep getting to the line, because that's what he does. That's how he almost has a Jimmy Butler-like effect on a team, where he can just march his way to the line over and over, and he knows what he's going to do. On the other side of the world, in terms of Utah, I'm not necessarily concerned about them. I love how Memphis is playing. They're fearless. They have so much confidence after getting Steph Curry out of the playoffs. I think that Utah's going to be a lot better once Donovan Mitchell steps back out there and he can help them. And I think that moment is going to come. I think Utah is also another team that's just settling in. I love the Grizzlies. I'm not sold on them as a team that's going to pull an upset or as a team that's a contender, a legit contender this year. But they have a great story. I love what they've been able to do. I love what Ja Morant is going to do and what he will do going forward. But I'm not too high on them in these playoffs.
I can't believe the kid's 21 years old, man. He's only 21. Yeah. It's easy to forget. You're like, damn, this guy looks like an
NBA
vet. Right. We'll get you out of here. But one thing with Trae Young, and they mentioned it during the broadcast, that it's one of the things that he's so skinny, he's so small compared to everybody.
Yeah.
It always looks like he gets hit hard. And he uses this to his advantage, right?
Exactly.
So he gets grazed, and then, like, he sort of has that reaction. He's got it down, too, bro. You're right. The whole Harden thing, you get bumped, you throw your arms in the air, sort of, oh, my God. Like, and Trae Young's got that sort of, it was slick.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It bothered me, but I was like, damn, that was slick. Because he's going to the outside. He just puts his shoulder in. He gets the foul called. I'm like, man, this kid's slick, man. That's a slick-ass move for a kid to pull off. Christian, love following you on Twitter, reading your work. Hopefully we're in store for a deep run in New York and in Brooklyn here. Let's do this thing. It's always a pleasure, man. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Anytime, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, there's Christian Winfield, New York Daily News. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming odds and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Thanks to Christian Winfield for joining us. New York Daily News. Great stuff. Talking Brooklyn Net basketball and NBA basketball, though wasn't a very dramatic night tonight in the NBA. The Portland Trailblazers sort of hung around and made a game of it before Denver pulled away late. And, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks just absolutely destroyed the Miami Heat. But it was a crazy night tonight in the National Hockey League. Aaron Rodgers talks, did an interview with Kenny Mayne and ESPN, in which he waxed poetic about, you know, his love for Green Bay and his love for the team, and basically took a shot at the corporation, i.e. management. And it seems to me that Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay, but he doesn't want to be disliked by Green Bay Packer fans on the way out. That's what, and you know, I said this actually last week. I've been saying this for, you know, last couple of weeks since all this crap has started. That seems to be the gist of it with his silence and even now his comments. He loves everybody. He loves Curly Lambeau. He loves Vince Lombardi. He loves Bart Starr. He loves the fans. He loves Mike Holmgren. He loves Brett Favre. He loves Reggie White. He loves Jordan Love, except I don't want to be here. So, you know, what's the saying? Actions are louder than words. So you can get a Green Bay Packer tattoo, Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't really matter if you don't want to be there. Evidently, you don't love it there. So, right? I love you, honey. I love you, honey. And I love our kids. And I love our house. And I love our car. And I love our jobs. And I love everything. But I want a divorce. Right? Like, that's basically what this is about here. And the whole thing is, too, you know, we talked about it earlier with George Kurtz a bit, but, you know, with these players that want to get traded and stuff, and I'm not even saying that Julio Jones wants to get traded. I think it just is what it is. I think he does, actually. I think it's just sort of a natural progression. But there's not a massive market, right? There's not a massive market. You make a ton of money, Aaron Rodgers. Teams already have quarterbacks. Like he seems to think that he can just sort of snap his fingers and everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, we're gonna. It's like, all right, yeah, we'll take you. How much money do you want? How much more of a contract extension do you want? Right? There's a lot of stuff that goes into this. And similar situation with Julio Jones, in which Julio Jones could end up on the Jacksonville Jaguars, man. Right? How much fun is that going to be? So, how much fun is that going to be if you're Julio Jones? Like, who knows where Julio Jones is going to end up? I still maintain he did not know. He did not know he was on the air. He got, that wasn't cool. Sharp, like, what you got to do in that instance is you text the guy first and you tell him, I'm calling you in 2 minutes. I'm live on the air. Right? But I think that Sharp knows he probably won't answer if he gets that. So, like, Sharp told him we're live on the air minutes into it, right? And people said, oh, no, he could hear people in the background. How the hell does he know? What, you think he knows what time the show is on at and exactly, like, who's on? And, like, come on, he doesn't know. He got played, I'm sure, behind the scenes. But like we said, look at, Sharp was not apologetic at all. Sharp was not apologetic at all about the Kevin Durant stuff, right? Kevin Durant, like, tweeted at him and said, bro, you guys just did an entire segment and show on me about something I never even said. And he goes, where's the apology? And Sharp said, I won't debate this in public with you. What do you mean in public with you? You just ripped the guy on national television for an hour this morning. That was pretty public, wasn't it? It was brought up, actually. It's a good point. You know, it's against the law in most states. Not all states. But it's against the law not to tell the person you're recording. Look, we interview people on Skype sometimes. And even on Skype, when you hit record, it says, tell the person due to legal privacy that you're being recorded. So I will tell people kiddingly, hey, yo, you're being recorded. And they're, oh, it's like, yeah, well, no kidding. You know, we're doing an interview. Right? We're doing an interview. But yeah, so hey, listen, this is the deal with Sharp is. And listen, Sharp, I really liked his brother Sterling. Sterling was really good on TV. Sterling was really good in the old days on ESPN on TV, and a hell of a wide receiver as well. And then, you know, you get Shannon comes along and is more, even more boisterous. You know, Sterling Sharp was very serious. He was all football. Like, he had serious analysts and stuff. And very good at what he did. Very, very good at what he did. In fact, I don't know, like, you know, he was great. He was actually one of the best guys on TV. And Shannon was good, too. Shannon was really good. But this is the problem. Shannon works with Skip Bayless. So Shannon goes from being a former player that can sort of just talk football and, you know, and be serious about it. Sort of like, you know, Mark Schiller type thing, right? But Shannon Sharp has stepped into that zone of shock host where, you know, like Skip Bayless really, you know, doesn't care. Skip Bayless is a troll. He's paid to be a troll. And Shannon Sharp's turning into that, which is too bad because he was a hell of a football player and he was a good football analyst, right? Except he was so good at it and he had personality, they put him on a talk show in which now he's just got to say stupid and crazy things, and he does. But, you know, like, really, you want to be known for the guy just like for ratings? As I stated, we don't know for a fact that Julio Jones didn't know, but I don't think Julio Jones knew. And Julio Jones isn't the type of guy. Julio Jones is not a, you know, how many times have you ever seen Julio Jones do an interview ripping people? Right? And he didn't even, Julio, it's a good thing Julio's actually a cool dude because Julio didn't rip anybody, right? Julio didn't say, oh, man, Matt Ryan sucks, bro. Right? He didn't say anything. He goes, oh, no, I'm out of there. Right? And that's not ripping anybody. Everyone knows, and people in the NFL circle sort of knew, it was floated out there. There's been rumors, right? It was thrown out there even leading into the draft that the Falcons are shopping Julio Jones. And there are teams that are interested in Julio Jones, but I guess the Falcons haven't been offered the deal that they like. And plus, there's the big money stuff always. Money, right? And that's the one thing with stuff. I don't pretend to be a cap expert. Right, when you get into all that crap about bonuses and what was paid, basically the Falcons have to eat some money here. Right, they're going to end up with some dead money, and it's not ideal. So you're going to have to give them something. Like the Falcons are biting the bullet here. They gave Julio Jones a massive signing bonus, and he really hasn't played all that much in it. So I guess he's under contract for another 3 more years. And long story short, he gets $38 million. He's owed $38 million, and the Falcons have to bite this, basically. Right, the rest, the bonus. But I think it cost them like $22 million of dead money. Right, so you're going to have to give them something for this. Like, they're going to have to justify this. Now, Blank's got the money, but it's not really the point. So you're going to have to give them something. And he's Julio Jones, right? And look, Matias, you're a Falcon fan. And one thing we will say, too, if you notice, a lot of people are talking about Julio Jones like he's 42 years old and he's completely broken down, right, today. He's not as done as people are making him out to be. He's got a couple of years left. He has been a little bit banged up. But we have Dr. Chow on all the time, and he's even credited Julio Jones by saying this guy plays through a lot of pain a lot. Like, he's not soft. But he's 32. Has he seen better football? You know, maybe a change of scenery and stuff. But, like, that's the whole thing. It's not like you're going to the Kansas City Chiefs, bro. You know what I mean? Like, where are you going to end up? That's your whole thing. But it's sad to see an end of an era. He's a good guy. He's been a great Falcon and stuff. But it is what it is. It just sucks, Matias, that it ends like this with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp and, like, Julio's a class act. You know he didn't want it to end like this.
No, 100%, Gabe. When I saw the news, I couldn't believe it because I've been following the Falcons for many, many years, and not once did Julio Jones ever say anything negative about anybody, even when Shanahan blew the Super Bowl against the Patriots with those terrible play calling. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shock, but at the same time, like you said, he's at the tail end of his career. He has a solid maybe 2-3 years left in him. And hopefully he doesn't get hurt. I hope he gets sent to a team that is in reach of a Super Bowl, but could also give the Falcons some money or some valuable picks. But yeah, it's time for the Falcons to move away from Julio Jones. That's without a doubt.
Yeah, and when they drafted Kyle Pitts, everybody said, well, why are they going to draft Kyle Pitts they knew, right? They knew. And the thing is, too, Julio supposedly did ask to be traded. Julio did ask to be traded, right? And I think, look, they brought Ridley in, and Julio didn't pull an Aaron Rodgers and stuff, right? He went along with it. And, you know, listen, man, he's been a team player. You just know that
he didn't want it to end like this on TV with him saying, oh, I'm out of there and stuff like that, right? And it makes just, it's just, it, everyone already knew, but it just makes everything more difficult now. It's just so much more in the open, and it's just too bad. And it's too bad, like I said, that he got sucked in by these guys, right? That he got sucked in by these guys. Like I said, man, I don't watch the show to begin with, and I got no beef personally with Skip Bayless or Sharp, but the Durant stuff was pathetic, and we called it at the time. If you recall, there's a quote out there on the internet about Kevin Durant saying, people say LeBron James is the MVP, is the greatest player ever, but he goes, I beat him twice, and I was the MVP, so what does that make me? So insinuating that he's better than LeBron James, which is all cool, except he never said it. Kevin Durant never said that. Like, he never said that anywhere. It's made up. And that's how evil, like, the internet is. And people even, like, have made it up, like, with the quote and everything. And, like, from the, it says from some, like, podcast. And so, of course, no one checks anything anymore. So, Bayless and Sharp, like, did a whole hour on it about how Kevin Durant thinks he's better than LeBron. And then Sharp ripped Kevin Durant about how he's soft, he's always hurt, and he joined the Warriors. He's not a real champion. And how dare he say he's better than LeBron? So Kevin Durant goes on Twitter and tweets at him and goes, show me where I ever said that. And he goes, you're a clown. He goes, you're a straight-out clown, bro. He goes, show me where I ever said that. He goes, I never said that. And he goes, you guys are making things up and arguing about it now, about stuff I said. And Durant was right, and he even said, he goes, this is why people hate the media, man. He goes, this is why I hate the media, y'all. And he showed people, like, what was going on. And Shannon Sharpe's response wasn't to apologize and say, all he had to say is point blank, I stand by my Warrior take, but my bad, bro. I didn't, my bad, you know what I mean? My bad. Bad, like, you know what I mean? I should have known better. Right? My bad, bad quote. I apologize for that. Instead, Sharp said, direct message me. I won't get into a public feud with you. You just ripped the guy publicly for an hour. And Durant's asking for, and Durant said, I don't want to DM you. He goes, I got nothing to say to you. He goes, I'm asking for an apology. Sharp never apologized. It's like, you're an athlete, Sharp. Like, really? I don't even know how you sleep at night, bro. Bring it.
It's your lucky day. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
Go ahead, kick the tires.
Ouch!
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you need information,
you go to an expert.
Not just anybody, but someone who's been right on the money before. So when it comes to gaming,
odds,
and more, you've come to the right place.
You're listening
to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. Great stuff this evening. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. Thanks to all of our guests. Christian Winfield for the New York Daily News. George Kurtz from Sports Grid. And Paul Bovey covers experts. Full house. Tomorrow night, we've got Andrew McInnes with us. And hopefully, you know, we know McInnes is a big Montreal Canadiens fan. And a big game. They're going back to back. So looking at the overnight board right now, we did well tonight in the National Hockey League. I liked the games last night, and it came to fruition. I do like the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow. Even though they lost tonight, they were in this game. Now listen, Carey Price, the Canadiens goalie, salvaged it and made the game closer than it kind of was. But I like how the Canadians ended the game. Basically, I look at it like a basketball team that lost the game, but they got hot from three late in the fourth quarter. And now they're playing the next night again. You know what I'm saying? I think it can carry over. The Canadians need to match the desperation that they played with in the last 10 minutes of that game in the first 10 minutes of the game. They need to score the first goal. They need to give Carey Price like Jacob deGrom or something, who incidentally I think is coming back tomorrow, right? So, but they need to give him something to work with, right? They need to score. They need three goals. The Canadians can score three goals. I think they can win this game, right? I think they will. I think they're going to get a split here. They were in it. They're not overmatched. They're not as good as the Leafs. You can tell the Leafs are a step better than they are, but they're right there. They can steal this game tomorrow at plus money. Brooklyn's going to roll Boston. That's great money line material for your parlays, but they won by double digits the other night and they didn't even play well. And then these LA games are super tough, man. Both LA teams are up against it. Both LA teams are in bounce back mode, and it makes sense that both LA teams win. But will they? I think the Clippers will, but I'm leaning with the Suns. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
You're listening to sports news you can actually use.
Actionable insights and expert perspectives on daily sporting events.
We are
the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.